Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to another edition of the Tiger Weekly Athlete Special. I'm Tyson Hagler. Joining me this week is senior football player John Daniels. John, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, John, we'll get right into it. How are you and the football team doing this year?
We found ourselves in an interesting position. We lost a game against Wabash that we wasn't real thrilled about. But Wabash took a loss to Allegheny, and then this past week won to Oberlin. So we kind of control our own destiny right now. Had some stretches where we played fairly well. Had some stretches where we struggled a little bit. But we like where we stand right now at the end of the season here. As long as we continue playing to our capabilities, we're going to end this season exactly where we wanted to be. And that's going to be on top of the conference and potentially going on to the playoffs.
Yeah, and then speaking on that, there's a huge game this weekend. You'll be traveling to Oberlin to take on the Yeomen. And if you win, there's a lot of things out in front of you. You mentioned an NCAC championship, which is a huge goal for the football team, but then also a slot to get into the playoffs. What are going to be the keys for the Tigers to pull off a victory against Oberlin?
Oberlin's a very solid football team. They're well coached. They're peaking at the right time. I think they've won 3 out of their last 4. And the one they lost was a close one against Case Western, a team we had problems with, and a team that a lot of teams this year has had problems with. A really good, well-coached team up there in Cleveland. But Oberlin's a solid unit defensively. I think they're leading the league in yards given up. They've got a couple defensive ends that rush the passer outstandingly well. One guy's got, I think, 17 sacks on the season already. I mean, that's unheard of. Offensively, they do a lot of things well. They got a big, strong, physical offensive line that plays technically sound. They just got their quarterback back last week, and they got a receiver who makes plays all over the field. I think he's been player of the week once or twice already this year. So they're a very capable unit, and like I said, peaking at the right time. It's a huge game for us up there at their place. You just know they're going to come out and play hard, trying to finish the season the way they want to. I believe they're 4-5 right now. So finishing this out will give them a 5-5 record on the season. I'm sure they're going to be excited at the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. We wish you the best of luck in that game. And now we're going to go kind of more personal. How are you doing this year personally?
I'm not doing terribly. Having a decent season. Not quite where I'd want to be numbers-wise, but from a standpoint, week to week, playing pretty well. Been able to stay pretty healthy, which is a concern of mine coming into this season, being an older guy that had a couple injuries last year. So personally, I'm doing all right, but really it's more concern of mine that the defense as a unit plays well and the team as a unit plays well.
Yeah, and one of those honors, you did earn a conference player of the week, which I'm sure was very gratifying for the hard work that you put in, but being a team first kind of guy, and I know that's how you are.
Absolutely. It was nice to get a player of the week, and really that player of the week came from a defensive unit playing outstanding that week. That wasn't by any stretch my doing. The defense was able to come up big against Wooster and hold them to 7 points and have a solid all-around game, and I just happened to be the one to come up with a couple fumble recoveries and big plays that helped turn the game around. So that's the result of it.
Now, you're also the captain this year for the football team. I know there's kind of a lot of different ways you can be a captain. You can be a lead by an example, kind of quiet one. You also could be, you know, the hooping and hollering kind of captain. Hard to say, maybe you kind of lead the team week to week.
I think the biggest thing being a captain is getting your guys' respect. And I had a huge advantage of that, having a military background and coming back and being an older guy. Guys kind of looked up to me from the get-go just off my history. So getting guys' respect was not a big concern. Guys have been great on the team. Right from the beginning when I first came back, guys has just bought into the program. And whenever I speak, bought into what I'm saying. And Coach Fincham and the coaching staff pushes a lot of leadership down to the players, expects players to get themselves ready, prepared for practice, prepared for games. And if you can all get on the same page in this system, you'll really thrive with that type of leadership and that type of motivation in and out of the week. I'd say me personally, I'm all over the place. I'll hoop and holler. I try to do things the right way so guys will follow. But other times, I'm quiet and let other guys take the lead. And that's a strength of this unit. I think being a team that has a lot of juniors and seniors, we just have a bunch of different guys that can pick up leadership at any point in time. If one guy's down, another guy stands up, and I think that's a huge, huge advantage for us.
Now, I mentioned a little bit about your military background, so kind of have you go into that. Came to WIT, then enlisted, so have you tell the audience what happened there?
I came to WIT in 2004 after I graduated high school, played on the Wittenberg team throughout 2004, and left that spring to go handle some family issues and situations that I had to get taken care of, and then joined the military shortly thereafter. I spent 6 years in the Army National Guard, including about 2 years on active service, but sporadically in the Guard and while I was deployed overseas on the border of Kuwait and Iraq. When I came back, I decided I needed to be involved in football again, so I started coaching for a year. I was the head middle school coach here in Springfield for the 7th grade team. And then after I got back into football, I found the opportunity to come back and play, and I couldn't pass it up. Coming back and finishing up what I started with the Wittenberg tradition and being a part of that and being a part of what Coach Fincham's built here is too big of an opportunity for a guy to pass up. So I definitely took the opportunity, and I'm glad I did.
Now, you also, your unique backstory, you also have kind of a unique path that you're taking now. You're a history major, a football player, but then also you have a family to raise. So how is a way that you're able to balance, you know, playing football, going to school, getting a good GPA and good grades, but then also being there for your family?
Well, I don't know how I do it, to be honest. No, it's very busy, and I have a wonderful support system with a great fiance who helps me out at every turn, and it really takes a lot of the load so I can get a lot of things done that I need to get done. So without that system, it wouldn't at all be possible. But coaches kind of work with me at times when I can't quite make every little thing because I got something going on with the family or stuff of that nature. And then professors has been very understanding of my situation as well. If I need an extra few hours, an extra day or something to turn in a paper or what have you, they've helped me out. I'm not at all a Superman. Believe me, the stress is very rough at times, but we've been able to find a way to get it done.
It's always good to hear. And as you attend Wittenberg, you are a Division III athlete, and what comes with that is, unfortunately, no athletic support for financial aid. What would you say maybe of being a Division III athlete makes you kind of special and outstanding?
You're doing it because you love the game. You're doing it because you love the guys you're with. You're doing it because you love your coaches, and you love that being a part of that program. There's no great glory at the end of the road. There's no NFL that you're going to. You're not going to be recognized across cities everywhere you go. I'm not even recognized in Springfield, which has about, 70,000 people. There's no big rewards other than the fact that you're getting it done with the guys you really care about week to week and in a program that you love. And you know as well as I know, that's what we have here at Wittenberg. Just a great program, a great group of guys that's willing to sacrifice and put in the work and effort to be special. And really, that's what's great about D3 football. I mean, it's sacrifice. It's getting it done without a huge reward, without the glitz and the glam. You're just a blue collar type guy, just going to work, getting it done, and taking your rewards where you can on a Saturday when you get 5,000 people or whatever it is down in Edwards Mauer Field. That's enough reward for us.
And then our final question, we've asked quite a few athletes this year, and we've gotten quite a few different responses. For any high school athlete that may be looking to expand their career and go and play a collegiate sport, what advice would you give him or her, maybe that you wish you could have had, or something that you learned for them before they head off and try to play college sport?
I actually had a defensive coordinator who graduated from here while I was in high school. So I kind of got some ins and outs while I was there in high school. And I would suspect that a lot of guys that are playing high school football probably knows a coach or something that's giving them the same advice. My big advice to him would be listen to it, because I didn't. I didn't very well. Make sure your grades are right. Your high school coaches are going to tell you that all the time. Spend extra time in the classroom, because that's as important as anything. But then after that final snap, that final whistle's blown on your senior season, it's time to go back to work. You can't rest, because there's a bunch of other kids across the country who's doing the same thing. And if you want to come into college and be a successful athlete and a successful player, successful student, you got to keep on working. It doesn't stop once winter hits. If you're a guy who wants to sit around winter and do nothing and hang out with friends and then just expect to step on a campus and have everything given to you, that's just not the way it works. You really got to go out there and put in maximum effort in order to be a guy that can come in and compete right away.
All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us, John, and good luck this weekend against Oberlin.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And we'd like to thank senior football player John Daniels for joining us in this week's Tiger Weekly Athlete Special. We like to say go it and Tiger up.